We're fortunate enough to be joined by the man behind the band Donnarumma, Lewis Donnarumma. They have their single launch this Saturday night at the Ed Castle for their new song Alien. And he's in, he's got his guitar.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Now, you've sort of been on tour so far. This is the last stop of the Alien single launch tour. Yep. How's the tour been?
Yeah, it's been great. We got back Friday and we were at Sydney and Wollongong and Melbourne, which were like pretty cool shows. Basically the same tour we did last year. Similar venues but some different. But yeah, it's been really good. You keep touring and you kind of see this like really nice, slow but really nice progression in people's attendance and just people's reactions. So it's been really fun, been really good.
Well, sort of also since last time you put out your EP, so people starting to know the songs a little better?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, yeah, there was not like we sell out shows. Like, we're not that, you know. But we were in Wollongong and I remember this one guy, it just sounded like I was playing a song from the EP and we were like, is my vocals like just delayed or something? But there wasn't actually like a person just like, you know, like singing the song. And that was pretty nice. I think that's like awesome. That's probably the best thing you could probably do. It's just like, even to one person, you're just like, yeah, yeah. And that's about it.
That's kind of the hope you think with live music, is you sort of make that connection. And then particularly, yeah, if someone
for sure, yeah.
Knows the songs, you're like, oh, this is special. Yeah, Tonight is special for this
person. Yeah, I didn't get that much. So it was very special for me. I was like, yes.
And also, you were nominated for the National Live Act of the Year too. So that must have been, great. You've been getting some great big gigs out of that.
Yeah, we're honoured to get that, just the nomination. It has been really fun. Yeah, we played at the Grace Emily for the awards night, which was pretty good as well. That was pretty fun. Mm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so this new song, Alien, can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, I guess. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like in my head, I imagined myself at the Exeter Hotel, just like, oh, that's kind of what happened. It was a story about, like, I was at the Exeter with a friend and he had his friends and it was just like, didn't really know the group that well. And you just have those moments where you just like, you don't belong at all. I just left. I was like, I need to go home. Cause it was just such a strange, I don't know if it's anxiety or it's just like, it's just those moments you get. It's really hard to explain. It's just like, you don't fit. Really, no matter where you go, and it's always been like that school, and it's just like I'm just used to that. But like I just thought, I don't know. And then so I was thinking about that, and then I was just playing these chords, and it ended up just fitting really nicely, and it just like was very therapeutic. Just kind of get that out. It's very angsty, I will admit. That's like I feel like that's just me, so nothing I could do about that. Yeah,
we love angst.
Yeah, Radio this is Adelaide. Yeah. So gotta love her.
You're holding your guitar.
Yeah.
Do you mind playing the song for us?
Of course. Yeah.
When you're ready.
I'd rather talk to my ghost. My friends don't know what I'm on about. I take my time, got something to say. But this paranoia feeling, yeah, it turns it afraid. My friends don't. Talk to the wall, then listen to your boat. Yeah, it rolls like a ball. With locked up lips, my heart's a symphony. Yeah, they wanna have a conversation where the freak let me. My friends don't know, friends don't know. Yeah.
it goes. My friends don't know, friends don't know what I'm on about. My friends don't know, friends don't know what I'm on about. Oh, my friends don't know, friends don't know what I'm on about. I'm just a
Donnarumma in the studios playing Alien, newest single. Thanks for that.
Hey, thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now, I want to touch back on before you said sort of the inspiration for the song came after a night at the Exeter. I've heard a few musicians come in here and sort of speak about writing songs after spending time at the Exeter. Do you think there's some sort of musical energy in that space?
I think it's like a nice little hub as well. I guess so. It's just... I don't think it's the Exeter. I think it's just like, it's just life, you know, no matter where you are, I feel like that's just where I'd end up hanging out. I feel like a lot of musicians hang out there anyway. So it's just like,
that's probably it.
Yeah, that's probably it. But yeah, I think no matter where you are, it could be any situation. It kind of just comes when it does and you just have to deal with it. And just the way you deal with it as well. Yeah, it could be really bad sometimes, but like, yeah.
So is that often how you write? Do you get that strike of inspiration?
I try not to because I'm just waiting for some sadness to hit me. I'm like, got to write. I think it's more than that. I think you have to actually work at the writing, and that comes just practice and stuff. So yeah, like you can always think the hardest thing is like reflecting back to that moment as well. But yeah, that's how I kind of go about things in that sense. Yeah.
As you said before, you got your single launch this Saturday at the Ed Castle.
Yep.
And you got some fantastic supports, including a debut appearance from a band, Wing Defense.
Wing Defense. If you haven't heard of them, look them up now because they're great. Friends of ours, Paige and Sky, they've been doing their own projects. This is like a side project they did, and it blew up. I think they released their song Stuck and got a lot of traction on Triple J, on Unearth and stuff. Got some play on Triple J, so that's amazing. So this is kind of, I think, the proper first show, I guess. We've also got a band called Dead Rue, which is friends of ours as well, and The Empty Threats. So it's just like one nice, wholesome friendship night party thing. It's going to be great.
So it sounds like it's going to be really, really special.
Yeah.
yeah, and so obviously, as I mentioned before, you were nominated for the National Live Music Awards. So, like, what's a Donnarumma show like? Like, what can people, if they haven't managed to catch you guys yet?
Okay, if you haven't catched us yet, if you do come Saturday, what's happened recently is that I have, it's really funny because, like, I'm usually on a guitar, but there's some songs where I don't play guitar, and I think I love that so much because I can move around wherever I please. It's the best thing. It's very full on, I guess. I mean, not full on, but it's very energetic, is probably a word. It's, we just love just like hitting it hard and just like going for it and just trying things, and just like, we love also having our songs and, okay, how can we make it like a lot better, you know, for live, and, you know, what can we do? We're always changing things, always trying to find, you know, ourselves and the sound and stuff like that. And we're not afraid to do that. So it's a very kind of blah, like
blah. also coming from like the sort of singer-songwriter tradition, you know, you were a solo act for a little while.
Yeah.
And so you're sort of leaning into being the front man.
Exactly, yeah. And so it's that kind of progression is just slowly happening and stuff. And it's very strange because, yeah, it'd been like 2-3 years ago, I was just like kind of doing this kind of stuff with the acoustic guitar. And now I'm just like, all right, gotta move around and like yell and just go crazy. And it's really, really fun, I think, yeah.
We're all looking forward to Saturday night, but what does the rest of 2018 hold for Donnarumma?
Ooh, God knows. Nah, so we actually have been like demoing a lot from new songs and stuff like that. We are keen to release a new song later on this year. And we're going to do some more touring, more like smaller tours, but like more consistently and stuff like that. So we want to get back to Melbourne, especially because we love the place. But we've also got some pretty cool gigs in Adelaide that we have coming up in the next few months that I can't really say at the moment. Not that it's like, we've gone on Glastonbury now. But yeah, no, but we're pretty busy, I guess. So we've kept ourselves busy. So like that's the main thing for us. Yeah.
Excellent. So you can keep across Donnarumma on all the socials, find out what's happening, follow them on Spotify, all the things to find out what's
all the things, yeah.
What's happening next? Now, have you got another song prepared for us?
Yeah. Yeah. I can play a song. All right. Actually, I had a radio interview yesterday, and they're like, "Oh, play a second song." And I thought we're just gonna play one song. I'm just like, "Oh, okay." But no, this is the song I play. This is like a shortened version of a song of ours called Heaven.
Oh, look, you made a mess, a life at second best. The world falls down on her feet. Oh, an explosion, catastrophic but beautiful. I can hear her scream. I was thinking on doing something, but I fell back to sleep.
Radio Adelaide Studios playing Heaven. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Again, make sure you get down to the Ed Castle. Get down early to catch the debut performance of Wing Defence, and you can catch Lewis and his bandmates for the single tour for Alien.